Tank Talk is officially on Team Redcon 1. Stay at your high state of readiness with the fastest growing supplement company in the United States of America, Redcon 1. Redcon offers a multitude of products to make sure you're energized and feel at your best with their Total War pre-workout, Redcon 1 energy drinks, protein, and more. And as a bonus to feeling energized and at your best, use our promo code TANKTALK at checkout to receive 20% off your next order. Hey yo, are you sick and tired of sitting around on the couch or the bar stool and missing out on the live action? Well, look no further. We got you covered with the help of the official ticketing partner of the Tank Talk podcast, SeatGeek. SeatGeek lets you know what seats are absolute crop and what seats are the best in the house with their unique deal score feature, as well as offering the best ticketing prices in the market. Use promo code TANKTALKPOD, all caps, no spaces, at checkout and get $20 off your first purchase. Download SeatGeek on any iOS or Android devices and go out there and experience the live action of any big game today.
Go Raptors! Yeah!
The following podcast is recorded and produced by Emerge, a media creators co-op, in affiliation with the network at bicbp-radio.com.
What's up, dude, and welcome back to the Tank Talk podcast. This is Tank Lettieri speaking into a microphone here out of Emerge Media Creators Co-op. I don't remember where I was at for a second. Last week we were home, ladies and gentlemen. The snow's not too bad. I'm not going to lie to you. It's cold and frigid outside, but roads are clear. We're able to make it here in studio.
Hell yeah.
So before we get into the championship weekend that was, For us Bills homers, it's kind of tough. I mean, it was right there. We'll get it. I mean, we have all show to talk about that because, you know, if you're following along, you know what happened this weekend. We'll get into that in a second. But with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, we are 1 week away from, in my opinion, one of our biggest shows of the whole year.
Yeah, yeah.
The Super Show. So, just like as always, we're going to try to – last year didn't go as planned. Last year, everything just shut down.
Oh, yeah, we had like a three-part Super Show.
Three-part Super Show. Everything was just cut off. Don't know what the hell happened, but, I mean, we powered through. So, hopefully this year is going to be a different story. First time we did the Super Show, same Super Bowl matchup. Interesting. But before we get into that, make sure you mark your calendars. The show will be set up sometime this week, so make sure you turn your notifications on. Stay up to date with everything Tank Talk. Follow us on our social platforms at TankTalk_pod. Subscribe here on the YouTube channel, Tank Talk Podcast. I don't know what's going on over there.
Nothing.
What's the deal?
Before you... Nothing's the deal.
Mm. No deal.
It was a good game.
Oh, that game.
You just said it.
Deal or no deal. Come on.
Yo, they're making Deal or No Deal Island.
You in?
I'm in.
Okay.
I'm an island boy.
All right. All right. To my left, I'm joined by the one and only brother Bren. What's up, man?
Yeah, you know, just a little sad. Just a little bit.
Did you cry?
No.
I didn't. A little bit.
Chris Jones.
Just dude. My heart's heavy.
Chris Jones cried a couple times.
Bro, we got a tear problem.
A tear problem?
I think it's accidental. I don't even think he's emotional at this point.
What the fuck? Yo! Is that?
My heart is heavy, but not no more. Go Birds.
Who let the dogs out, baby?
Go Birds.
Is that Kenny Pickett or? No Go way Birds. He just did that.
Yeah.
Hey.
No, Sandros. Yeah. Keep him moving.
Saquon.
MVP Let's Saquon. Go, Saquads.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah. I see where your mind is at.
Yeah.
I like it.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not gonna lie to you. That was not my bingo card.
I did not see this coming.
Yeah, go Birds.
Yeah.
Make a roast in the street. You saw that?
You see the guy
on the cart.
He had the cart just flames. Did anybody get you
on a shopping cart?
Yet?
Yes.
Nice.
If any boys need something, I got you.
I don't know. What are you saying? But
all right, brother. That was awesome. Obviously, your weekend, other than Saturday was a great time. I don't know if you guys know at home.
had my stag party. Shout out to everyone that attended and supported the boy.
Vibes.
And all that. Much love there.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, Saturday morning, I thought it was Sunday. I was that ready for football. I was like, oh, shit. Big day today. I actually got my stag. We're not at football yet.
Nah, so close. And then they doubled. Well, you think they should have had them double Sunday or Saturday and Sunday?
Sunday. Stick with your Sunday, bro.
Yeah. You know me.
Yeah.
I'm just, you know.
And we do know you, ladies and gentlemen. We got Hayden as Donnie back in the
building. Unfortunately.
I feel like there's going to be a good amount of hate in the show from you today.
I don't even know. Maybe for Washington.
I was ready for Washington. That.
I told y'all last week it was a bye week.
All right.
I tried to tell you.
And then how much did Saquon score?
Not one. Not two.
What?
Three.
Just three.
There you go.
Just three. Not four. No, no.
Not four. Not
Shout
four.
Out Will Shipley, too, huh?
Yeah, Will Shipley.
Will Shipley. I mean,
it's how white man the Eagles the ball.
Dominating performance. We'll get into that. On the ones and twos.
What's up?
What's up, Aiden?
How's it going?
How's your weekend?
I know. You got to get the rust off today. Last week, we were streaming from home. Now you're back in the saddle. How's it feel?
Ripping the buttons.
Oh, it feels great. Yeah, but I know you're talking about my weekend.
Yeah, yes.
Oh, just another day. Or 2 days, actually.
It's 2 days in the weekend.
That's right. The usual.
Okay.
You know me. I wasn't watching the game.
Okay.
The snowplow didn't work. The
snowplow.
He said he couldn't get there.
Did not work. And that's why he couldn't get anywhere.
Did not work at all.
So, obviously, with that being said, we got all of next week to preview this game.
Yeah. Let's do some homework.
See if I can get it pulled up here. Was not prepared. Should be prepared.
So, this week we're talking about the Colts?
Nope. Because, listen, we are. And just for so everyone's aware, he didn't want to be on camera today because he's, I hate to say it, I think he's retired. But he's done with football as a whole. For the time being, maybe next season.
Yeah,
spend the offseason.
Just pause.
I fucking kind of miss it, actually. Let me get back into it. We might be back next season, but if you hear some.
What? Some cheese? There's a rat.
Camera flickering in the background.
Oh, okay.
Oh, sure. We got Matt Johnson taking some photos. So yeah. Just want you all to be aware.
Flicking up.
Shout out Matt Johnson.
The goat of Western New York is in the building.
Yes,
so, running there. He's the voice of Oz you hear in the intros. But here we go. So Super Bowl matchup is set. Super Bowl 59 down in the bayou.
Bye.
59.
We got the Chiefs potentially fighting for a three-peat, something that no NFL team has ever done in history.
And hopefully never does.
Taking on the Philadelphia Eagles, trying to get their lick back from a couple years ago.
That's a cool poster. Yeah, that's pretty. You guys like the poster?
That's a pretty fresh little graphic right there.
So shout out to the NFL for that. We're still cooking ours up.
They really went crazy on the ERB for some reason.
I was about to say, I don't think I like the E, though.
Who's in
Why is the ERB like that?
EB Games?
EB Games, shout out. They was better. They were better.
They were better than GameStop?
Yeah. EB Games was still open like 2 years ago in Canada.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know why, but they were. They're dead now, though.
Moment of silence for EB Games. Thanks for entertaining us.
Yeah.
Giving us the best games in the land. That's all you couldn't.
Maybe not. Yeah.
And taking in the best games for like 15 cents a pop.
Yeah.
What was the trade rate back then? Is it as bad as it is today?
Yeah, it's probably like $5 for.
I got a real question. How is GameStop still in business? I know we're going off track a little bit.
Stocks. Gotta be.
There's like, there's no other explanation why GameStop should be in business because no one's. You buy everything online on the thing.
That is true.
My PS5, all digital.
You go to GameStop though; they got used games in there. Like people go buy them and bring them back.
I ain't doing that.
People do.
Well, you see, they grade cards now. They send them to PSA, but one of the first shipments that someone like submissions that they sent for GameStop to send off to PSA. Yeah, they never got their cards, so.
Nice.
Well, that's the end of that.
That's how they're staying in business. They just keep them. That's 100% profit, bro.
don't send your cards to GameStop.
That's how I'm about to start flipping stuff. Send it to me. I'll take care of it.
Well, you just snitched on yourself. You just snitched on yourself. So you just did it right there.
No, you just cut it. Do some editing, you know? He didn't say nothing.
Well, we're live television, baby. Live on YouTube. I mean, Can't, what you say on the internet is out there forever. Even if you delete it, someone is going to find it.
It's always there. It's always there.
That GameStop put me through a loop. I ain't gonna
lie. What's up? Why don't we got Logan in the building?
Oh, we got something cooked.
Oh, we'll see him next week.
Because, like I said, for the super show that's taking place next week here live at 6:30, he's potentially going to be a guest. Mm-hmm. We're going to have a couple more guests, and I'm working on getting some boots on the ground down there in New Orleans.
What?
Call into the show. Potential player.
Mahomes' brother.
Bum memes. Okay.
Jackson is plays.
Yeah.
No shot. Speaking of which, where is he? Is he still alive? That's a good question.
Probably still in jail.
Let me go do a little Twitter search, see if he's done anything.
Someone
still in jail or in jail?
Still.
How do you know he went there?
I thought he just got.
I don't know if that was situated or not, but things did happen.
Okay. Well, because Mahomes Sr. was putting some tweets out. He goes, New Orleans, see you soon, baby. And someone was like, maybe you shouldn't.
Yeah, no, that might be, that's going to be dangerous.
Maybe you shouldn't, yeah. Senior. I don't know. But that's a hell of an intro here. Let's get into, like I said, next week is going to be stacked. The Super Show.
Okay.
Running back Chiefs Eagles. We got about another week and a half to talk about this game. So for the time being, we're going to spend some time recapping what happened this weekend.
Yeah.
Their championship Sunday. So,
okay.
Where you boys want to start? You just want to get the NFC out the way? If I had to assume?
Yeah, let's go on
before
order.
We get to the heartbreak. So.
Not much to break down there, I don't think.
I mean, yeah, 55 to what? 23 Eagles?
Who would have saw it coming? Who would have known that the Eagles, who barely lost with, what's his name, Little Hands out there, Kenny Pickett, couldn't just smoke the brakes off the Commanders? Come on, man. Talking about Dan Quinn.
Who's the guy in the Giants that said he couldn't sleep?
John Morrow.
That was his game. Quarterback he should have drafted. Running back that was already on his team.
Boom. Vibes.
Yeah. So real quick about the John Morrow thing, because there's a lot of Giants fans going at John Morrow and Joe Shane about not getting Jaden Daniels. There would have been no shot. He's drafted second overall.
Yeah.
Move up.
There's no way. With who? Chicago ain't giving up the first pick.
You got to oversell.
Division rival? No shot.
Got to oversell.
Definitely no shot.
So I just want to lay that to rest.
You want to blame
someone? Even though his son is like, Dad, if you want to win, I mean, you got one job. This is the only job. I mean, this you got to go do it. Go get Jaden Daniels.
Sorry, son. I can't.
Yeah.
I didn't want to. I didn't want to overspend, even though I overspent on Daniel Jones.
That's just money, though. It was his fault.
Who's that?
Danny DeVito.
How was it his fault?
If he didn't go out there and rip like three wins last year, they'd just have Jaden Daniels from being ass.
It's Danny's, yeah.
It's Danny DeVito's fault. He's beating the Packers on a Sunday Night Football. Like, what?
But anyways, yeah, John Mara, if we could. So some clips have been popping back up.
Okay.
From us during the offseason.
Yeah, I wonder why.
We told you Giants were going to be ass. People are like, no, I mean,
you could take the credit.
The Joe Shane thing has been.
Yeah, you were number one, John.
Yeah, I told you since day one. Giant offseason hard knocks. This team is going to be bad, and they're going to regret letting Saquon Barkley walk out that building. Or should I say, Shayshon Barkley?
I swear, Shayshon Barkley is the best. We survived the Giants, and now the Eagles got Shayshon Barkley. Lord have mercy, man. All to the Eagles, man.
Yeah.
All to the Birds. All to the
Eagles, okay.
All of the birds, Shayshon Barkley.
Shayshon, baby.
Was that difference maker? First touch of the game. Goodbye. 60-some yards for a touchdown. It seemed
second
like
carry.
Huh?
Second carry, I think, was a touchdown too.
That little sweep. The other one.
Two carries.
No, I don't
two
think that touchdowns. Was. I don't know if that was the second one.
It was either second or third.
Oh, I mean, fucking regardless.
Regardless, two touchdowns. Yeah.
The Eagles put up seven rushing touchdowns,
which is insane.
Absolutely insane. So much history happened in this game. So history for Jalen Hurts. We'll start with him.
Okay.
Because obviously we'll talk about Saquon Barkley and all that.
Yeah.
With his ninth rushing touchdown, Jalen Hurts passed Steve Young for most all-time in NFL playoff history.
He's got, what, 99 yards or what?
What is your problem? Last week, you were literally the one Oh, we got to put more respect on Jalen Hurts.
Yeah, that's my guy. I'm just wondering.
The only look I'm going to be rush yards he had.
It's no shade to Jalen Hurts.
He has an injured knee. He wore that brace. And still, if I'm Sirianni, good. Don't run. Don't be running. You got Saquon fucking Barkley.
Thanks.
So he ended up with, let me see. Russ and Jalen Hurts, 10 for 16. Three touchdowns.
Boom.
Yeah. Tush, push.
Bang, bang, and bang.
The Commanders, I mean.
And imagine that wasn't a play for them. Saquon might have had six.
Yeah. Well.
Just this whole season, if they didn't have Tush Push, Saquon might have had like 29.
Double.
Touchdowns.
Triple.
Maybe. I forgot at what point of the game it was when Luvu just kept jumping over. Kept jumping
like
over.
Three in a row.
I didn't know this was a rule. The refs were just like, he says it's going to be the third and final warning. Next warning, we're going to have to award the offensive touchdown. And some people on Twitter were like, the Chiefs, they're like, we could award touchdowns off penalties now. Okay. So my question is like, I low key wanted to see it because who the hell gets awarded that touchdown? Because you gamblers out there, it's going to mean a lot.
Facts. They just give it Eagles team touchdown. Like, just that stat is just gone.
What would that? Would they just give it to a quarterback or
give it to the last guy that touched the ball?
The center,
give it to
was,
the center.
The center was so close, they couldn't get any closer. That's why they're just like, okay, at some point, we just got to give him the touchdown. The center could literally just pick up the ball when he goes to snap. Touchdown. That's how close they were. I've never seen nothing like it. I think my vote would have been Nick Sirianni or Big Dom. Give them a touchdown.
Big Dom. Oh, yeah. Big Dom.
You know, Nick Sirianni is dying for that touchdown.
Can you imagine the victory? He's already on a victory lap right now. They were like, what, 6-1? People want him to get fired?
Yep.
And here we are.
I think they were 2-1, and they were saying,
yeah,
it's time for him to go.
If I'm him, like, I think it's what?
Well, you know what saved their season.
He's coached. This is the fourth season. Two Super Bowls out of the four.
It's pretty good.
He's not as big of a big dumb dipshit as we think, maybe. I don't know.
I don't know. I mean, he saved the season when he shaved his head, for sure.
Yeah.
What else would they have done?
That's culture shock right there. He said, you know what? Let's shake it up.
Yeah, you think you got to shake it up. Dipshit, huh?
Although since he's shaved his head, they've gone crazy.
Yeah.
Do you think Super Bowl, he just pulls up bald? I think if he pulls up bald, they just give it. Give him Lombardi Trophy.
Does he got a lot of hair right now? You should go mohawk.
That's a good question. I've only seen the beanies. But I mean, just talking about the Eagles as a whole, I think they set the, I don't know if I got anywhere pulled up, but I believe they said they set the record of most points put up in an NFC championship game.
Yeah.
55. Put up a 50 burger on the Commanders. And I know it's
good night.
It's bad for the Commanders, right?
Yeah, because they shouldn't even have been there.
But that's what I'm saying.
Positive, though.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if you're a Commanders fan, shout out Elena, David Adams. You got to be proud of this fucking team.
Thanks to Sam Howell, baby.
Yeah. What do we think? Hold on. What are we thanking him for?
Got him the second pick.
Yeah. Got him there.
It's crazy how they go from four wins, second overall pick. Yeah, we got a guy and we're going to the NFC Championship.
It's crazy how four wins got you the second overall pick last year.
Because this year's what? Like,
that's like pick nine this year.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's crazy. But, I mean, looking at Jaden Daniels, to put a bow on his historic and legendary rookie season, this is what he ended up with. Obviously, rookie season for the ages. Led the Commanders to 12-15 regular season record, 31 total touchdowns in the regular season, two road playoff wins, including, obviously, being the number one seed in the Detroit Lions.
With 45.
Yeah.
It's sad.
Just to add to it. And then lastly, like, led Washington to their first NFC championship game since 1991. And, I mean, we could just go on and on about Jaden Daniels and all his accomplishments this season. You're the Commanders. You're in a good fucking spot. Brother Brandon, like, what's your thoughts with the Commanders, man?
I mean,
going forward,
they have top three salary cap in the offseason. So they're definitely only going to get better from here, which is insane to say.
Probably.
Like, if you're T. Higgins, bro.
Oh, yeah, I'm
if
there.
This team is in the NFC Championship last season without me, where are they going to be at with me?
Exactly.
And you go to the NFC, you get away from all the other guys.
Yeah.
The you know what I mean?
Better chance.
Yeah.
To get there.
Tegan's got to just stay in Cincy.
No. And another, like, I don't know. If you're a Commanders fan, if you're Commanders, like, Dan Snyder, he came out and said he hates the success they're having.
Yeah, I wonder why.
Came out and just said it.
That's hilarious. Shout out him. That's funny.
I guess. Shout out Dan Snyder. He made it hard for the new regiment to come in, too. Like, when the sale was processing, allegedly, he was just like, yeah. No, I'm not letting any of y'all have this easy. So he made it tough for him and all that. Like, I don't know. If you're a Commanders fan, like I said, you got to be thrilled. And if you're a fan of a team that's ass, Commanders are giving you hope.
You got a chance. Carolina. Could be y'all. Anyone that gets your door.
I don't know about Carolina. They still got that owner. I don't know.
Damn, bro. They got Rod Wave.
No, Bryce Young has Rod Wave, not the Panthers.
That's big.
Well, let's clear that.
Made a huge difference for him.
It did, but still, not a Panther.
I don't know if this is 100% true. I didn't really fact check this one, but I seen it on Twitter, thought it was funny. Since this trade, and we can look this up after, since the trade, A.J. Brown has made more Super Bowl appearances than Treylon Burks has received in touchdowns.
I saw that, and that's crazy, and it's very believable.
I believe that.
Even if it's not true, it's very believable, because I know that Treylon Burks sucks.
His ass, yeah.
That was my dynasty guy.
That was your boy.
They all can't be home runs.
He should be a home run. It's not his fault.
It might be.
Yeah, one touchdown 2-3 years ago. That's all I got. Damn.
That's sad.
Treylon Burks, if you're watching or listening,
I'm sorry.
Sorry, first off, you need to go read the Book of Inner Excellence.
That's a good move.
Yeah.
Maybe get traded to the Eagles.
Maybe not.
Or that.
A.J. Brown still probably hates you.
Trade him to the Patriots.
Why would A.J. Brown hate him?
Yeah, why is A.J. Brown got to hate him?
He took a spot, man.
He didn't.
He's got 53 catches in 3 years.
Yeah, no, with Treylon. A.J. probably feels bad for him.
Probably does. It's like, damn.
Who knows? Only he knows.
Send Treylon Burks to the Bills. He might be a wide receiver one over here.
Maybe not. He's only got one touchdown.
Big news for the Commanders, though, is they're keeping Cliff Kingsbury.
Yeah. Big news.
Came out today. Cliff Kingsbury. Huge. Obviously, the New Orleans Saints job is the only one left. And I'm sure at some point later in the show, we'll go over like a recap of what's going on with the head coaches update and all that, but
very interesting.
New Orleans Saints job is the last one open, and Cliff Kingsbury said, nope, I'm going where I'm at.
And I don't blame him.
Yeah, I don't blame him either. That's a bad job. That team sucks.
Stinks.
They're just in cap hell right now.
Yeah, they are.
They get out of that, then maybe, but I don't see it happening anytime soon.
No.
Well, anything else? I mean, that's all I really had about that game. I mean, I'm kind of disappointed, though. Let's talk about this. I want to see what you want to feel. Like, it pisses me off that I know that it's a team that probably shouldn't have been there.
Okay.
But you're there regardless. You got to take advantage of the opportunity.
Okay.
Yeah. NFL, any team can win any day.
Right. Maybe. So my thing is that
almost.
It started off rough for the Commanders. I think they opened the game up with like 3 turnovers or something.
Fumbles everywhere. Yeah,
Eagles obviously took advantage of that, score on every turnover that they got.
Yeah.
Well,
hold on.
Go ahead.
I'm keep going. I'm disappointed and frustrated because, like, you made it this far. You put in all those hours of work in the gym and practice and studying the book and everything to for this moment, and you shoot yourself in the foot. And it's not even like the young guys doing this. It's like Marshawn Lattimore.
What?
A.J. Brown and that just got under his skin, and he just fucking lost it. Mike Evans is sitting at home like,
told you.
Been there.
They said he cheated on Mike Evans this week.
he must have got mistaken. Yeah. But it's like a veteran like him, you shouldn't be making those mistakes. Like you gotta be aware of that shit. And I don't know, it just bothered me. Like obviously as a fan of football, like I wanted to see a better game. Like I'm not mad at the Eagles or nothing. Like they're fucking wrecking crew.
Yeah.
But in general, like you did, you put in all those hours of work and game plan and everything just for that. Like, come on, man.
And he was cooking too. Lattimore, I see some like cornerbacks stats for the playoffs. He was like up there at the top of cornerback stats.
Was,
I guess. Before the game, they were saying he was locked up.
Like, does that shit bother you guys at all, or is it just me? I don't know.
If I was a Commanders fan, maybe, but as not a Commanders fan at all.
Well, I think it hurt him because they already played twice this season, so they knew what was coming out of them.
I don't know, but it's like...
That hurt Jaden Daniels, I would say, but...
But, you know, it's like as a football fan, it's the end of the season. Championship game, you're expecting at least a halfway decent game. It's like, come on, man. I'm about to be sitting here for however many months without this game, and this is what I get.
You get a nice little 55
piece burger, bro.
Yeah.
I mean, it was fun to watch.
Well, you like offense.
I do like that. I'm like, okay, 55 points? Yeah, this is great. I'll watch Saquon score over and over and over again.
I swear, Saquon Barkley is the best. Right? We survived the Giants, and now the Eagles got Saquon Barkley. Lord have mercy, man. All to the Eagles, man. Yeah. All to the Birds. All the Eagles.
Okay.
Yeah. Saquon Barkley, maybe 3 touchdowns.
Saquon Barkley.
That was a Washington fan?
Huh?
That was a Washington fan?
Yeah.
That's when they lost. Or was that after the game?
I think that was after the game.
Okay. Yeah, that was way after the game.
Okay. Nah, because why? Saquon got a new nickname going into the game?
Saquon Barkley.
Hey, I'm Saquon, baby. Saquon,
what did you call him last week? What did you call him 2 weeks ago? Sucker Saquon?
Yeah.
Saquon?
Sucker Saquon.
That's crazy.
What did I call him a sucker for?
You did? I don't know.
2 weeks. No, you just misspoke.
You misspoke and I heard sucker.
Just a sucker Saquon.
Oh, can we see what... I'm sorry I keep playing this. I want to see what jersey he's wearing.
I swear, Saquon Barkley is the best. Right? We survived.
Hey, Sean Taylor. I'll give him a pass.
Yeah.
He had the Commander's hat on, so okay.
He's trying.
A lot of those fans, they forgot their team name.
I ain't going to lie to you.
Fanatics be expensive.
This weekend, I've seen a few. I've seen a few fans with the old one.
What's the team? What team are you talking about?
Before the Commanders, for the football team.
Which was?
The Washington football team.
No. That was, no.
That's what they need to go back to.
They're called something else.
You know Skins and Laces? Skins.
Excuse me?
Skins.
I forgot about that when you're doing backyard football. Call it in the air.
Big skin?
Yeah, Skins and Laces on the ball.
Skins and Laces. Skin Lace.
I was always picking Skins.
See?
With Skins, you could kind of argue. You'd be like, bro, that's Skins. Well, Laces, you got to literally get
that's what Commanders fans are saying. I'm always picking Skins.
Yo, let's talk about this, too, because, I know you guys are home probably looking forward to, like, the Super Bowl talk. That's next week.
Yeah.
We got a whole week to prep for that. We're going to give you the best, you know, quality show, and now it's going in. About those teams next week, okay? I talked to Naughty about this the other day, too. Like, with the logo.
Okay. Back to the logo talk.
Their logo is ass.
The color.
No, I'm saying the...
Brother?
The old team.
Okay.
I'm okay with the logo. Maybe fix the hint of the color there.
I don't know about the logo.
The skin color?
Don't know about that.
Just make them look normal.
I don't think that's a good move.
Changing, don't use the same name. You can't. That is.
No, I'm saying the Commanders just need a whole new Commander logo.
I'm just saying it. Like, if you wanted to use, like, an alternate uniform to honor, like, the old team, because they're obviously, like, one of the most historic franchises in this league.
Yeah.
Them?
Yeah.
They're there.
When they're good, they're, you've seen it this season. They show up.
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
Nah, you get the W with the feather.
Don't know if that's allowed. Don't know if any of that's allowed. All I'm saying is make it a cool Commander's logo.
Well,
I don't even know what a Commander is. What, is it going to be an Army guy?
Yeah, let's get rid of the Commander, brother.
Like, what is that?
You go from people that were here to the people that took them out. Well, what are we doing?
It's Commander, brother. Well, they're going to have to stick with it because they're good now. So.
Yeah, I guess. Well, no, they didn't win the Super Bowl. So
yeah, they could easily just.
They already changed too many times, but all I'm saying is the W could change again. Looking. It's actually not that bad.
I like the W.
It's okay. It could use a little more flair.
Isn't their old players like in a weird spot too? It's like, I'm trying to think who they talk. Like, I'm just Daryl Baker. I think they talked to an NFL Network. He was on like one of their best cornerbacks. Yeah, it's like if you're him, like, yeah, I was drafted by the Washington. He's going to say that's the team he was drafted by. And he said it multiple times on the broadcast.
Yeah.
That team, it's just team name.
Because he wasn't drafted by the Commanders.
You weren't drafted pre-1993? Doesn't matter.
Who cares?
What?
Because you didn't win no Super Bowls.
No. I think they did.
I think it was 93 that was the last time.
Yeah, but you said before, I think they won in the 80s, right?
No, post 93. I said pre.
Okay.
Hell of a season, Washington.
It's up for them now.
It's all the way up.
Like, who else you got to worry about in the NFC? Not that many teams.
I know you're not going to like this, and we're not going to spend too much time on this because, again, this is a team that was on the list of not talking about because they're not in.
This guy.
Niners going to be back. Bob Sala, welcome back.
They got Bob Sala.
Okay, they get a quarterback?
They got one.
No, a quarterback, not an Applebee's. Here, a quarterback.
Yeah, Brock Purdy, he's a quarterback.
Bro, he's ass.
I think he's ass.
You're not good enough to win no Super Bowl, that's for sure. You're nowhere near Jaden Daniels.
Okay.
You show up to play Jaden Daniels, they got a Ferrari, and I'm showing up with a Corolla.
What?
What's wrong with Corolla? What you trying to say?
It ain't no Ferrari. It ain't even close.
What would you rather have in this Buffalo weather?
A Ferrari.
No, you don't.
No, you don't. He ain't going nowhere.
He's in San Francisco. I don't care about the Buffalo weather.
All right.
I saw Commanders fans were mad about this. They were mad. They weren't mad, but some people were upset. Jaden Daniels went down, made it 14-12. And then the next time he got the ball back, was with 30 seconds left in the half, down 27-12. That's tough.
That is tough.
Sorry.
But that's just more to prove that wasn't on Jaden Daniels. Like, he did everything he could.
Yeah, they were just mad at the team in general. That dude went down, scored 14-12, and then next thing you know, next time I'm on the field, we're down 27-12 with 30 seconds left. Yeah. Like,
I get it. Eagles are a juggernaut, bro.
So they're in the Super Bowl.
Was it Howie Roseman, the GM?
I mean, we've talked about it.
They said ever since he got roasted so bad for picking Nelson Agholor over Justin Jefferson that he said, watch this.
He's been cooking.
And just went crazy every single draft since then.
I mean, yes. Quinion Mitchell and Cooper DeJane, cool. They're already panning out. Absolute dogs.
The race car driver dude, he's nasty.
What?
Race car dude?
He's like a D-tackle.
Race car
Jalen
driver?
Carter,
yes,
calling
he's
him
nasty.
Calling him a race car driver is...
They were chirping him crazy on Twitter this week.
Oh, yeah.
They're like, hey, are we going to open this investigation back up now?
He better watch out because they're playing the Chiefs. They about to be playing Kanye songs for him.
What kind of song?
Guess who going to jail tonight?
Oh, my God.
Yo, the NFL, I'm just saying, they going to be Taylor Swift going to make some calls. That's messed up.
Hey, you don't want to see Pat Mahomes' dad and Jalen Carter on the same street. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. You know what I'm saying?
I don't, but I guess.
They said him and Rashee Rice are racing towards New Orleans.
I forgot Rashee Rice is on it. We'll talk about the Chiefs in a second. Eagles are absolute juggernaut. And
imagine the Chiefs had Rashee Rice. Oh, my God.
Yeah. I mean, let's talk about it now.
Okay.
So, AFC Championship. I mean, it was already going down. It was an instant classic. The numbers came out that it was the most viewed AFC Championship game of all time, respectively. So, you got two of the biggest megastars in the league, Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes.
I don't know how that keeps happening.
So
I feel like they just like all the time they're making like, oh, this is the most watched game. This is the most watched Thanksgiving game, like year after year.
More people watch it, there's more ways to watch it.
I think it's all the London people.
Who?
All the people in London and Brazil and Germany watching.
Maybe. Might help.
Listen, I know you got beef with them. I don't know. I mean, it could be. I mean, that was like their that's their goal of going overseas and everything, right? Just expand their views. I mean, it could be. I don't fucking know. I don't know. But I think they said it was the most watched one. I don't want to get this wrong. Since, fuck, what was it? It was one of the Colts-Patriots ones.
AFC or Super Bowl?
2007?
Obviously not Super Bowl because it's Colts-Patriots.
I think it was the one that Indy won, 2006.
Somewhere
like that. I don't know. I can't remember what it was.
Most exactly, viewed one since then?
Some along those lines. I don't know.
I feel like they should be smoking 2007 numbers. That's, I'm just saying.
Oh, they did. Congratulations.
they did.
Yeah. Took them long enough.
So I know we're going to be spending a lot of time on this one.
Yeah.
Again, because of personal and like favorite team reasons and all that. Obviously, like I know like a lot of people in the organization. So like it's not like personally, no good chunk from ticket office, seeing everyone from behind the scenes and all that. So I understand like it get a little different feeling towards it, like the loss, but shit's tough, man. And the thing is, like, you say what you want. Chiefs obviously beat the Bills 32-29 in a close one. Chiefs were the better team there, bro. Bills had their opportunities.
I don't know.
Couldn't capitalize. Chiefs were the better team that night.
I think they were put in better positions to succeed.
As in?
Did you hear that?
I just think all around the Chiefs coaching did a lot better than the Bills coaching did.
Sure, I feel like that ties to like them being a better team, right?
Yeah, kind of. Like, it kind of does, but I would say
it does. They're the Kansas City Chiefs, bro.
They weren't all around a better team, though. Like, the Bills have better players than the Chiefs do.
I'm telling you, when this is the first down line, and this is the ball, and then put it right here. I'm just saying, and it keeps going back.
Like, this wasn't the Bills-Ravens where the Bills are like, yeah, they got 9 Pro Bowlers. That team's nasty. The Chiefs, they were just put in way better positions to win than the Bills players were, I think.
So I know we're going like this with it. Where do you want to start?
I don't even know what you mean by that. I'll start anyway.
Brandon's pointing at the refs. You want to start there?
Yeah, let's start with the refs.
Okay. I know people aren't going to like this. I know everything that happened ended up looking like it was in the Chiefs' favor.
Yeah, no shit.
I think overall.
You hear that?
We know it wasn't going to look the other way.
I think overall they called a fair game.
I think that, honestly, I was at home and they were throwing even flags on the Chiefs. And I was like, I don't think they should have called that.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think that they were calling it for the Chiefs. I just think that they weren't calling it that good overall. But I'm not mad.
Yeah, they stunk.
I'm not mad at them, like, screwing over the Bills, because I don't think that's what necessarily they were doing.
No.
I just think they were just throwing too many flags, I would say.
My thing, too, is, like, for those that are, like, in the NFL is rig camp and we want the Chiefs to win. What did you think at this point? Everyone is in on the Bills this season. America's team, the new America's team. You think the league would have profited more if the Bills were in this Super Bowl.
I got some for you. Taylor Swift.
Yeah, and then when they win this week and then Travis Kelce proposes on the stage in front of everybody.
Yes, let's go.
And then he retires.
And then he retires as well. And she says yes. And then they have a wedding. That's going to be numbers.
That's going to be awesome.
And they're going to do it on Monday Night Football.
And then they're going to make a documentary.
Shannon Sharpe's going to read them their vows.
It's a love story.
Shannon Sharpe ain't reading shit. He ain't reading it.
You mean Brittany Mahomes? She'll be there.
She'll be there. And Jackson.
You see what I'm saying, though?
It's a perfect love story, man.
The league would want the underdog to be in the Super Bowl.
The Bills are not an underdog.
The broad spectrum of things, yeah.
I don't know. I feel like the Chiefs are a little bit underdogish even this playoffs. Nobody thinks they're that good.
Which is crazy. If you look at it.
Especially being like 17-1 now.
Oh, let's stay on the rest. I don't want to get away from
it. Okay.
So if we're looking at the one pick.
Okay.
That Xavier Worthy came down. That's a tough call to make. I don't know the exact right call to make, but by the rule, yeah, they can hit the ground as long as the player still has possession.
It was pinned to something.
Yeah, that one I don't like, but
we know if Buffalo was on offense, Buffalo was going to get the ball. The score, the tie always goes to the offensive player.
Except for when the Bills play the Rams.
You're going to have to refresh me on that.
What? I saw that on Twitter today. They were saying, hey, the ball always goes to the offensive player, and then they flash back to the Rams this season, and there's literally one of those, and they gave it to the interception.
I'm sorry about it.
Yeah, that's fine.
It's fun, this guy.
But in that game, like...
That one I get, because Cole Bishop's arm was in there, and he supported the ball, and it didn't...
Yeah.
It didn't move around.
Okay. I thought it was an incompletion, but if you ruled it a completion, and that's hard to rule looking live... Like, they don't have slow-mo supervision, like, robot people out there watching. So, I don't think you overturned that, so I'm not mad at that.
No. Yeah, that one was all right.
And it was a penalty on the play anyway, so the Chiefs would have still had the ball, was, like, the 15 instead of the 5 or whatever.
Please.
McDermott ended up challenging it, which, all right, whatever. It didn't matter either way. I know it was just the difference was the yardage, but.
It was worth the challenge, too. I think it was a silly challenge a little bit, but.
What else are you going to. Because regardless.
Either way, it's like, fuck
we'll,
it.
We'll talk about like, McDermott, too, because everyone's talking about him. Regardless, he would have got slammed for not challenging it. Because it's like, what are you doing? This is the last game of the season. You got to go out, do what you can.
Yeah, that one, you're damned if you do, damned if you don't. Right. So
I was down for the challenge. You got 3 timeouts. It's the second. This is the first half.
If it goes your way, even better.
Maybe one of the refs will fuck it up. I don't know.
Probably not.
Maybe not.
You know.
But. Like the thing with the ref, too, the first down marker thing.
That's what gets me.
The line judge that came up, who looked like who originally was going to call it a first down, he did not have clear vision of the ball because it don't matter what part of your body is over that. It's got to be the ball got to have something to do with it.
Do you think either of them did, though? Either line judge?
If one had better vision, it was the one coming up that was calling it short. Because Allen had his back turned to the one line judge that was going to call it a first down. The line judge on the other side had clear, I don't know if it's clear vision, but had better look at where the ball was placed at.
There's this crazy thing called technology.
Yeah, facts. Gonna be my next.
Can we just do
football,
that?
In football, there's literally a sky cam. Why was that not used?
Can we just put little microchips in the ball and in the first down markers?
That too.
It's so easy.
There's literally those microchips and shit. In golf balls, you can watch the broadcast and you can see where the golf ball, which is this fucking big, is soaring in the air.
Good thing, because I never see them balls.
Right.
Yeah. So right. If we could do that in 2025, sorry, Chain Gang, I know you've been here for 100-some years, but your time's up, pal.
Gone.
We don't need you. Put something in the – which it's crazy because I don't know if you guys can do your research. They did have the technology, and they tried it out in the like preseason. They tried to work
this
it
year?
Out. Yes. Yeah. And they're going to incorporate it in the regular season.
So we're a year short.
But
every short. Time.
A they were short, saying they were saying the data wasn't coming in at a fast enough rate, so they just dropped it. They said, fuck this. We're not doing it. And something with the bad weather coming in, it wouldn't have been effective. We're going to get there at some point. I don't know when. It's going to be soon, but I don't know how at 2025 – we're able to like track, okay, SpaceX, we got a rocket ship on the way out. It's this far out. We got a golf ball on the screen where we can measure how fast it's going. Strike zones are set up and everything.
There's water on Mars.
Water on Mars, if Mars is out there, if you believe in what you want to believe in.
Nah.
We had a clear picture of
Sasquatch.
Sasquatch.
Probably fake.
Aliens coming out the ocean.
I don't know about that.
Armstrong on the moon. Big week. Clear shot of him on the moon.
Like 30 years ago?
Yeah.
That was fake.
Long time ago. That's a whole nother combo. Probably an off-season topic, which I'd love to talk about.
Let's keep shooting.
But, but in 2025, we can't figure out what the fuck is the first down and what's not.
At least we know what a catch is now, kind of.
Hey, we're getting there.
You see the Dalton Kincaid play before that?
Oh, the third down.
Oh, yeah. That's boom. I'm right on the line. Yeah. Guess what? No, you're not.
That's a picture, though. I didn't watch the video.
Okay. He literally slammed on the line.
Allegedly.
Like he... I was like, oh, maybe his knee. I'll watch his knee. Nope. Straight.
You know, I always try to play devil's advocate.
That's fair.
Yeah, I got nothing for you on that. Maybe that was the first down.
Might have been a first down and might have changed the trajectory of the entire game. But also,
you never know.
Could have been first down and then Josh Allen drops back, those picks next play. So you never know.
You never know.
They still had the ball with 3 minutes and 30 seconds left.
Well, let that happen. By three. Let that happen then. That's first down.
That's fair too.
And I don't
and then if that's a first down, tush push would have never happened.
And I know there's probably some Chiefs fans listening. Wah, keep crying. We're gonna give the Chiefs. I'm gonna give the Chiefs flowers. I got a lot to pull up here in a second. Just wanted to cut that off. Say Chiefs, just buckle up, relax. We're gonna get to them. Okay.
I'm not crying. I'm not blaming.
No,
the
I'm
refs.
Just saying a lot of fans think that.
Way. A lot of fans are blaming the refs, and I feel like just being on Twitter. I don't know if this is just more complainers. People tweet more, but yes. I feel like since the game. Like the past couple of days, it's just been getting more and more on the refs. And I don't feel like that's really how the game went. And I don't think that was the initial thought of the grand scheme of people right off the bat of the game ending.
Yeah, I think everyone's just disappointed. Mostly Bills fans and people who don't like the Chiefs.
Which is like
they
everyone.
Didn't get the job done. And that's at the end of the day, they didn't. They had their chances multiple times. The tush pushes. I absolutely love the call. Because you have one of the most freakish quarterbacks in the league who should be getting that play every single time. Spagnuolo had the perfect game plan to defend it.
Yep.
You didn't do it good enough. Like, this could be on Joe Brady, sure, if you want to point fingers at coaches.
Where was James Cook?
That, too. I mean, like, it ties back to, like, being
Chris
creative.
Chris Jones is nice.
You're not being creative enough to switch it up.
Could talk about that one tush push where Josh literally took like two or three steps left and then tried to get in.
Yeah, that was bad.
Just go forward. I know he likes to go left, but just go boom instead of
you can't
do it.
And I don't know the exact percentage rate off the top of my head, but I know it's high up there.
Really good.
When he's running the power option and shotgun to the right. He gets it almost every time, and they did it earlier in the game, and guess what? First down. Yeah.
Yep.
So I don't know.
I'm with you. I like the tush push calls, but after the third one, I think the third one that he jumped over the pile.
Yeah.
And like kind of fumbled. Mm-hmm. That would have been the end of the tush pushes for me. I was cool with the first three.
If he fumbled it, you should.
He did fumble it. He just happened to get the ball back.
Get it back.
But he wasn't fumble. Yeah.
I'm saying if the Chiefs would ever cover, you're saying fuck it.
Oh, no, even at like after just watching how it went on the third one, I'd be like, all right, well,
I'll slow it down.
Let's not do that anymore because we're barely 1-for-3 here.
Yeah.
But I liked the first couple ones. I was like, yeah, whatever. We didn't get it. Do it again.
But even if you're in that formation, too, again, you got to get creative. Have to fake in, have Josh run out, either have him run out to the left or have him hook it to James Cook or whoever's there, something. You've seen the Eagles do it a couple times this season.
They had some big passes on the fake tush push.
That's what I'm saying. So the creativity wasn't there from that front. And a lot of people are saying McDermott can't get it done. Get him out of town, which we can all agree we were on that train last year.
Last year for sure. I don't remember exactly why, but yeah.
Almost for the same reason, because it was with the same group, different group this season. Going into the season, a lot of people had them not even win the division. Got rid of all their star players, but somehow were able to get further, other than the AFC Championship game in 2020. Made a lot further than people thought. I think his whole attitude has switched up compared to years past, even with the little shit. 2017, you would not have seen Sean McDermott do snow angels with Josh Allen. You would have not seen Josh Allen interrupt him during a a locker room speech a couple weeks ago.
That shit was hilarious.
Clapping it up.
Oh, I thought we were clapping.
I think I don't know what it is. The camaraderie is different now. I feel like they have a different attitude. And he, so far this season, I feel like he's done everything right. He's done everything he could. I don't know. Okay, you could question some of the two-point conversions. The first one, I'm with. You got one of the, like I said, the touch, you got one of the best quarterbacks in the league. You should be getting that play every time.
I was all in on the first one.
That's what I'm saying. Okay, maybe the one going into the half where they were able to – what was it? It was either
– that one was a quick decision. I don't really know why they pulled the trigger on that one.
So to
There was a penalty, and then they asked if they wanted to go for two.
No, that was the first one.
Oh, that was the first one?
Yeah, the first one, they were like, you want to push it up to the one-yard line? And we were like, yeah, we're going to go touch push that easy. Yeah. And then got stuffed, which was crazy.
I think at that point, after the Matt Collins touchdown, they were down like, what, 2 or 3 or something?
It was 21-16, so they were trying to make it 18 instead of 17, right? Okay. Or no?
I can't remember.
Or was it the one after that?
No, that sounds right.
No, they were trying to make it 24-21 instead of 22-21. Instead of 23-21.
I believe.
Yes.
Regardless, I'm kicking that extra point. I'm not point chasing. You didn't get it before.
Well, they were trying to go up 3.
Yeah, just get the points when you can, though.
I'm cool just taking the extra point.
Yeah.
Because they would have been further out than they were further out than they were the first time around.
Well, you go for 1 that time because then you go up 23-21, and then a touchdown puts you up 9.
Right.
That's why you go for 1 on that one. Instead of just going for 2 to say, oh, then we'll be up a field goal on Pat Mahomes. That does not matter.
No.
No. And, yeah, it's just, I don't know. The way I look at it is they had their opportunities, obviously, at the end of the game. The 4th and 5, all-out blitz by Spagnuolo. You got to give him credit for that, too, which another thing, too, if you're the Bills, you got to be seeing that coming. If Tony Romo, Jim Nance are calling it from top, and we're calling it from home, I don't know why you can't think of it in the game. That could be another thing where the moment could be too big for them and none of them are ready for it. They started out anxious at the beginning of the game. It looked like the old the Bills of old. They didn't look like the team that brought them to the AFC Championship game this season. So it's like, I don't know. They just couldn't get it done. It's unfortunate they couldn't get it done.
I think, they got outcoached, which is fine because I'm like, usually last year it was like, yo, get McDermott out of here.
Yeah.
But this year I'm like, I mean, he did the best he could. They did the best they could. He didn't really do nothing stupid. So it is what it – Bass was kicking all the field goals, so he can stay on the team now.
Also, another thing, not McDermott's fault. Benford got injured, and then Kyer Elam was just getting torched almost the whole rest of the game.
Yeah, that was tough. He couldn't even run.
He couldn't do shit.
Guy just falls if you go left or right.
And that changed the whole defensive game plan up, right? Because they were playing a lot of man in the beginning with Benford. Once he was out,
they had to drop back to safeties. It seemed like
they were playing more zone.
Yep.
Very soft, man.
Elam was playing zone because he didn't want to get burnt on nothing.
He said, I'll be way back there.
Yeah, they're all like 5 yards out. Every play, and it's like, all right, they do this little curl.
Yeah. And then obviously Mahomes and Reed are going to pick that shit up. Okay, you're playing that far back here. Fucking Hollywood Brown.
Take some layup.
Every time.
So Worthy just run across the field on a little
Juju.
Man. Juju's crazy. That one was disgusting. I was like, why? I didn't even know he was still on the Chiefs.
Getting torched by Juju, you got to go. Sorry.
Actually, I did because I traded him in Dynasty, but that's terrible.
He had his dong out when he was with New England.
When he did that?
That's why he got cut.
Yeah, offseason.
And his dong was out
season
on
started.
Dong, on what?
His dong was out on Snapchat.
And they cut him for that.
Yep. Yeah.
But when Rashi Rice.
No, the Patriots cut him.
Yeah, Patriots cut him.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's how he ended up back with KC.
Gotcha. Because they're down for the cause. Ice cream hunt.
Isn't it nice how the Chiefs Rashi are Rice. Mixing the old and the new? Isn't that nice? Cream Juju. Round up the gang back together.
Nice for them.
Yeah. For them.
Nice for what?
Hey, no. All right.
What's your problem?
It's the right side.
There's no size. Just who you like.
No, I'm on a side.
Yeah, we're on sides over here.
So you're not watching the Super Bowl?
When
the only second, thing I'm watching.
Second quarter rings off. If I don't see SZA out there immediately, I'm going to go get some chips.
He's going to be paying.
Gotcha. Better be SZA.
What kind of chips, though?
Oh, some scoops. Buffalo wing dip, baby.
Some scoops.
Yeah, Tostitos.
Some scoops.
We get some scoops with a dip.
Those are elite chips.
Oh, no.
Those are elite. Best.
Which chips would you rather have?
The scoops.
The scoops.
And we can talk about this more next week because obviously the Super Bowl party is coming up and everything.
Yeah.
The scoops.
Uh-huh.
Or I forget the company's name. It don't matter because I think they got the best tortilla chip. Those cafe style ones in
like the big old white bag kind of thing.
No, it's like
red, right?
Red and yellow. You know what I'm talking about, man. The cafe ones it's the triangle.
What's the name?
They're just really corny. Like not like in a corny way, but like corn.
No,
literal, that's how you really feel.
Like the chip. Like made literal out of corn.
I don't know.
Nah, I'm taking scoops. Scoops. Like having. I'm all
best
dip.
For dips.
I'm
best
all
for
dip,
dips.
No chip. You know what I'm saying?
All dip, no chip.
Yeah, like I'm putting maximum dip on my chip.
I like a good ratio. You got to ratio it.
Well, Donnie's overflowing.
I'm overflowing the dip, so I want the scoop.
Yeah, that makes sense for you. You seem like a dip guy.
Big dip guy. You know, give me a chicken wing is basically just a spoon to eat some blue cheese.
Well, you tell me which guy is more about the chip or more about the dip. So here's the last three playoff meetings with Patrick Mahomes and Josh Allen. Patrick Mahomes, 9 touchdowns, 1 turnover, 4 sacks taken.
Ooh.
Josh Allen, 9 touchdowns, 0 turnovers, and 4 sacks taken. Guess who's 4-0 and guess who the other one is 0-4?
Probably the one with the refs and Andy Reid on their side.
After we just said the refs were cool with this one.
You know what, Donnie? Yeah.
That is crazy.
Donnie called it.
What side are you? Stick with it.
Donnie called it. 14 players out there.
Yeah, they were hating in the comments, too. I don't know how many refs are on the field, bro.
I got the joke. Like, I don't know. People are weird, bro.
14?
14, there's well, like,
there's actually the line judge. There's the
should I have said 12? Sure. Like what? We got to blame the chain gang on this one too?
It's a fucking, it's a good joke.
Dummies?
Fuck. Anyways.
Yeah.
Another thing I forgot to mention too. Obviously the Bills were the only team to beat KC in the regular season.
Yeah.
Patrick Mahomes' last pick was against the Bills. Has not turned the ball over since then.
Since the loss to the Bills this year?
Yeah.
Yep.
So we taught them a good lesson so that they could go win their third Super Bowl.
This is everything we're doing today to you. Don't do it later.
See what? How did we see how this is all going good for us? Fix, make some adjustments. Next year when we play them, we got to just be ass. Just do nothing and just get smoked in the regular season.
Yeah.
Because every year we win in the regular season.
Yep.
And we look mad good doing it. Like, what was it? 2 years ago, they just completely clapped them. Guess what? Playoff time, blah, blah, blah. See you later.
Again, it's just like something. They know when to turn it on, bro. And it's crazy. They were just getting by 15-1, whatever they ended up with.
Beat the Raiders because they couldn't do a snap.
Yeah. It was like, okay, cool. We got that one. Just let us get in there, and we're going to turn this shit on.
Kelsey didn't even do nothing to us this time either. Last year, it was like 10 catches, whatever. This year, he had 2 catches for 18 yards, I think.
Yeah, he doesn't have to do nothing, though.
He talked more than he caught the ball, and it didn't matter.
No. Yeah.
Well, this is like
he
with
thought
him,
he was podcasting out there.
He was. He's probably mic'd up.
Hey, you guys want to come on the show next
week? Hey, Jason, yeah, this is a great play here. I usually get the ball, but it's probably going to go D-hop because Kyrie Elam stinks. Oh, yeah, there he goes.
Shout out to DeMar Hamlin. He was locking Kelsey down.
Yeah.
Fucking holding him the whole game.
If you could tackle him before the play starts, yeah.
Which, that's another problem. Why? No linebacker on Kelsey? Nah, just
Kelsey's in.
Pissed off. Sorry.
Bro, get it off your chest, bro, because you started hot off the top. He ain't really chimed in since then. I mean,
well, I can't remember everything. Memories all.
About Cook not being on the field for like the whole last drive.
I brought it up earlier. There's nothing much to say about that. That's just Joe Brady.
If I'm the Bills, here, James, here's a blank check. Sign it, whatever you want.
Okay, no,
if
maybe,
I'm the
maybe
Bills,
not.
Here's your ticket. Go take a flight wherever you want, buddy.
There you go.
What do you mean by that?
We don't need James Cook.
Oh wait, never mind.
I'm walking out on this one.
Wait, we could draft one though.
Just draft another running back. Draft one, just like the Titans.
I would still keep Cook, though. Not like the Titans.
Bro, he's a top 5 running back.
If he wants to get paid like $8 million, then sure.
Give him 20.
Hell no. Get Myles Garrett before you ever give James Cook one penny.
On that offense, who's it going to be? Who's what going to be James Cook not there?
Whatever running back they draft, anybody they want.
Their scheme and everything would not have worked without James Cook this year.
Yeah.
Give me Blake Corum. He probably does the same thing.
All right, bullshit.
Okay, they're bullshit. They're not even the same running back.
I don't care.
Kyron Williams fumbling left to right. Blake Corum barely getting playing time over there.
Kyron Williams knows something. Whole running back room over there got something on Sean McVay.
What are you talking about?
I don't know. Why Cam Akers kept getting starts. Even though he's in a lot of trouble. I don't remember why.
Cam Akers is a Houston Texan.
But back in the day.
Or not, Minnesota Viking. He switched teams too many times.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's all around.
Where the fuck is it? Do we know? Is he Vikings? He was
Houston. Still Houston, I think. I don't know. He was on some fantasy lineup.
No, I think he went to Minnesota after.
I started him once or twice this year.
Last team was a Viking. He was in the playoffs.
He disappointed in the lineup.
Skullin? Yeah.
So he was both.
Yeah,
he's ring chasing, bro.
He going to the wrong teams. He tried.
Because he'd get a ring, right? If he got cut from either of those teams, he'd still get a ring or no? Yeah, see? If you get cut from like nine teams in 1 year, you got a chance, 33%.
Yeah, that's true.
Speaking of rings, though, I mean, this is all this guy does. Rings.
Boo.
Or play for him.
Wait. What about Dalton Kincaid not catching it?
Should have had it. What else you want to say? Should have had it.
Great throw by Josh.
Thanks.
Who else is getting the ball there for a chance? I don't know.
Hit his arm.
It's a tough catch, though.
Yeah. He had to come back for it.
Because it wasn't like he came back with it coming right at his face. He came like sideways with it going like that way. So he's got to be like.
Yeah.
And for you fuckers saying, oh, throw a swing pass, close carry is wide open. Would have got you a 50-yard gain. How did you want Josh Allen to do that? I mean, there's five guys rushing him from the jump. He's rolling out right. When is he going to have the time? Oh, shit, Khalil Shakir's over there.
I will say we don't need Khalil Shakir running 20 yards behind the line of scrimmage, though, on the most important game play of the season. I think it would probably be good if he was in front of the line of scrimmage, like, at all, or at least at the line. This guy was like, he was going to do a kick return.
Yeah.
So what are we playing, 10 out of 11? What is this?
Pass is the pass, bro. Over no if they lost. Sorry about it.
They'll be back, though.
Probably.
And Joe Brady will be better.
He's staying for another year. That's good.
Yeah, because nobody wants him.
Saints, I'm sure the Saints would have loved to have him.
The Saints probably would love to have him.
He said no to the Saints.
Everyone should.
Besides whoever they're going to sign.
Antonio Pierce.
Oh, hell no.
That's gross. I don't like that.
Give him a chance.
He's going to say, what you want me to do? Our team stinks. What do you want me to do? I'm the head coach. What do you want me to do?
All I do is coach these guys. I didn't pick them.
Anyways.
It's not his job or nothing.
I know a lot of people aren't going to want to hear anything I'm about to say right here.
All right, ears close.
But one thing that'll help make y'all not so miserable is just accepting the fact that this is life now. This has been life the past 7 years. And again, this is the Chiefs' world. We just live in it. This is Patrick Mahomes' world. We just live in it.
We should have lost to the Ravens. They would have got it done.
No. No shot.
Maybe.
Maybe.
We'll never know.
All right, so here we go. Let's give some flowers out. And I think if you become less miserable and just accept it, when it happens, you'll be like, oh, they did it again.
That's where I'm at.
Nah, you know how many times I watched the Warriors win a championship and was miserable about it? Every time.
Sorry.
That's because you're a hater at heart. That's nothing
new. That's your nature.
It's because they beat the people that I want to win. You could get one or two.
Nothing new.
But you're going to just rob LeBron of ring after ring because of KD? We're going to just make Josh Allen have the best playoff stats like of all time?
Can I get to these stats or not?
Bro, I'm just...
He's pissed.
You just don't preface it with, you're going to be fine. Just accept it. Because I'm not accepting it.
This is life, bro. Patrick Mahomes has been an NFL starter for 7 seasons.
Oh.
And brother. The worst finish of his career is losing in the AFC Championship game both times in overtime. Name the teams real quick.
He's been there since Tom Brady was a Patriot, bro.
And
that's
a Patriot.
Insane. He is a broadcaster and owner of the Raiders now.
Only two teams to beat him. Only two teams to beat him in the AFC playoffs. The Bengals and the Patriots.
Only two quarterbacks have ever beat him.
Joe Burrow and Tom Brady.
Tom Brady beat him in the Super Bowl.
Goat.
In the other five seasons, guess what? He's made the Super Bowl. That shit ain't normal, bro.
No, it's not. No, it's not. And half the time, teams forget how to play against him.
Ain't nothing they can do. Yeah, nothing they can do. Through seven seasons as a starter, this is the only guy we can compare him to now. This is it.
Unfortunately.
Tommy? Him yep. and Tom.
Yeah.
Through the first seven seasons, Mahomes' playoff record is 17-3. Brady's is 14-3. AFC titles, Pat 5, Tom 4. Super Bowls, both got 3.
For now, or no? Yeah,
for right now. Yeah.
Hopefully he stays that way.
Obviously, Pat Mahomes could
get 4.
Get 4.
4 in 7 seasons is tough.
I feel like I have more, too.
That's LeBron about that. He's got 4 in like 2,376 seasons.
Yeah, okay.
LeBron been playing basketball since the Stone Age, and he only got 4.
There you go. All right.
He's been playing basketball since it was a what was it? The Razor came out.
He only people are going into the league now that were born the year he was drafted. Yeah,
and he's only got 4.
If you want to hear more about LeBron James, Anthony is actually making his return to TikTok this week.
Let's go.
He's got a little reaction video to the graphic I sent him. Just keep an eye out for that.
Here we go.
Cornhole champ.
But this is from Field Yates. Since 1950, there are 241 starting quarterbacks that have trailed in the fourth quarter of a game at least 25 times. Sunday, Patrick Mahomes is the only quarterback out of the 241 to help lead his team to a win at least 50% of those starts. Chiefs are now 27-26 with Mahomes after trailing in the fourth.
Okay, so they sometimes win? I don't think that's that impressive of a stat, and I'll give you a reason why and how I can hate on it so fast.
This is what I wanted.
Yes. So all these other quarterbacks that aren't winning these games, like Tom Brady or whatever, yeah, they're probably blowing teams out 38-7, or they're losing for real. Pat Mahomes only wins by less than 7.
So, you know, if you're within one score game,
you're losing.
You're losing.
Yeah, it's more of like a game manager kind of scenario. Good, excellent game management and clock management, all that, I would say. But you might not be losing if you were just smoking teams like the Bills do.
And unfortunately, they couldn't smoke them.
Exactly. I said you got to win by 9 or you're going to lose.
Yep. That's what they did last time.
One score games. Was it 17 in a row?
That they won?
Yeah.
Something like that.
It's absurd.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
Well, guess what, brother Brent? You got to deal with it. This is life.
I saw today. Don't know the truth of it or not.
Okay. This is fake. Don't even listen.
In the Chiefs, last 6 playoff games or whatever it was from last year to this year, they have a 90% more penalty calls for them than against them, allegedly.
I like that. That sounds
like
right.
That. All of a sudden, that
sounds
like
right.
It.
That sounds right.
It's kind of crazy.
Yeah, super crazy how it goes their way all the time.
I don't really care, though, but it's kind of crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Shout out to the Colts, though.
What? Why?
For why would you shout them out?
Is this your transition into the coaches?
Regular season, bro. Mahomes is 0-2 against them, so thank you.
Against the Colts?
That's a formula, brother.
He lost to Matt Ryan, right?
Yeah, shout out to Jelani Woods.
And Carson Wentz, or who?
Shout out to Chris. Shout out to Joe Jacoby, too. Shout out to Chris Jones for talking shit to Matt Ryan for winning us that game because they got called for, what's it called, unsportsmanlike conduct. Won him the game.
Yeah. Chris Jones is him.
I had to sneak something in there, Indy. I don't know. But I also got bad news for y'all.
For Indy or for us?
Well, for everybody that don't want to see the Chiefs win. And who are boycotting the Super Bowl.
I'm in.
I'm out.
Per at EP cap with a K, 16 of the past 20 Super Bowl winners were wearing their white jerseys.
Okay.
The only teams to win the Super Bowl in the last decade wearing a color other than white are the Chiefs.
Yep.
Who wore red in Super Bowl LIV and LVIII.
Okay.
So who did they beat with the red on?
Who they beat with the red on?
Yeah.
Niners last year, I think.
Because of the witchcraft tearing Achilles on the sideline.
And the only other team who I just mentioned in the last decade to win the Super Bowl wearing a color other than white was the Eagles when they beat the Pats.
Let's go. They going to do it again.
Huh. Well,
Eagles failed on the jersey selection, though.
You guys know what color jerseys Chiefs are wearing?
You just said white.
The white. Yeah, they're wearing white.
Yeah.
Don't matter. Eagles, last time they wore whatever they won, you said. Two times ago,
yeah,
maybe.
Well, when they lost to the Chiefs, they wore green.
That's what they're wearing now.
Green.
Yeah, they should be wearing, like, the Philly green. You know what I'm talking about?
The Kelly green?
Throw everybody yeah. off.
The Kelly green or the black? They should wear the black or the Kelly green?
That's the thing about the Super Bowl logo color conspiracy. The green in the logo isn't like the regular green. It's
mixed with the yellow.
It's Kelly green. And it's only like...
What yellow?
You only see this much of it.
Oh.
I'm out on the logo color conspiracy. I'm out.
We'll see you next year.
Last year was
perfect. Okay, well, okay. Yeah, sure. But then next year, if it's all of a sudden maroon and...
Purple.
And it's the Ravens versus the Commanders, then what?
Yeah.
I'm still out.
Okay. We just had to confirm that.
Just had to make sure.
The logo kind of looks like a Nickelodeon.
It does, doesn't it?
I love it.
They're going to have an MVP?
An MVP during Super Bowl? They might be covering it. Hold on. For those of you that are into the Super Bowl logo color conspiracy who are watching on YouTube, I don't think this is the real logo. This is just a mock someone cooked up and people are losing their minds
for
about
next
it.
Year.
Yeah.
Y'all tell me who's winning the Super Bowl next year.
It's too early.
Lion! Carolina Panthers.
No.
The Panthers?
Rod Wave.
It's one color. Right, that's
yeah.
not.
Yeah. Pete Carroll, baby.
Yeah, so what y'all got for this one?
Chargers Lions, same blue. Here
bang
we go.
Bang. Yeah, guaranteed right. winner.
Yeah, all right.
Chargers Lions is possible.
Sure.
Especially when they get
especially when Lions lost
Hill.
Both of their coordinators. Yeah.
Yeah.
Real good.
And they still have Jared Goff, who's not that good.
Yep.
I'm out on the logo color conspiracy.
We'll see if
that's
release.
A fake one. Wait until the real one comes out.
I'll go make
last
up a red, white, and blue one
and
for
red.
Us.
And people were saying, well, this is the cover of Taylor Swift album.
All right, yeah, that one was stupid.
Bullshit.
That one was stupid.
You got an argument for the others before that, sure.
Yeah, what's the argument on that one?
What you got? Because I know you've been on the other side of everything I've been saying today.
to be fair, I don't remember last year's logo, so.
Oh, all of a sudden, his memory escapes him.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Listen, just because you've been predicting the fucking past three Super Bowls, if anybody wants to be mad about this situation, be mad at your damn self.
It's literally your fault.
Y'all mad at no ball, and I don't like it. I literally cooked
up.
Yeah,
what about your spread picks?
Yeah, because your spread picks are ass.
I know ball.
I'm only good at one game, okay?
Speaking about the spread, because there's no spread to bread this week. Yeah. Breaking news. Sorry about it. There's nothing to pick. We haven't been watching nothing else.
Pro Bowl.
Fuck that.
Yeah, I'm not watching nothing
Brother
else.
Brother Brent, what's our spread? What was our spread picks for the playoff?
Don't ask me.
Oh, for total?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you meant just this week. I was about to say, there's two games.
I could have got out alive.
Did nobody read
picked.
The notes that was mentioned in the notes?
I was about to say, there's only two games, and me and you got both of them wrong, so...
Dang, both of them wrong. It's almost like y'all fell for the little Commanders little story.
Watch your mouth.
The Commanders are ass, bro.
Anyways,
they won't be back.
See,
they will not
see.
Be back the in the NFC. They won't
sorry,
be back
not
there
as good
next
as
year.
Eagles.
They're not even close.
But they're not ass.
You know who's close? The Rams.
Let me make sure. Yeah.
So what do that make the Lions?
The Lions are frauds, bro. They got Jared Goff.
The Rams ass, they lost to the Eagles too.
They lost like 24-21.
Okay, was it a win or loss?
And they almost won.
And the Albans don't count for nothing.
They didn't let up seven rushing touchdowns, and that wasn't only all the touchdowns. They let up like 8, 9, 10.
Well, their playoff record.
Don't worry about it.
Where's the first?
Yeah, that's how we do it.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
I hate to say it.
You don't hate to say it.
Talk about that.
Worst of first, Donnie. Oh. 5-7.
Bang.
Oh.
Lone Guaranteed. Wolf, guess what? 0-2. How you doing?
Ooh. Dang. 0-2. What do you mean? I just picked Philly.
Sorry. Yeah. I didn't. I didn't. Oh my. Sorry.
Yeah.
I forgot the one. Sorry.
Bang.
1-2.
Got one.
My bad.
Might have had more too.
So was his record right?
Yeah.
Still bad. If I was betting money though, I
forgot
never
to put the little wolf next to it. My bad.
Yeah.
Anyways, yeah.
You're too busy with your left hand in the air. That's why.
Go Birds.
That's a crazy switcher.
That's super crazy.
I went 6-6. Okay.
Oh,
like,
so I can
catch it never happened.
Again. This guy's favorite thing to do.
Lone Wolf, guess what? I didn't do it. I don't know how that happened,
said,
but
I'm taking second.
I just didn't do it. Said, I'm gonna,
I don't
want
to take no shot by myself.
Tank, good job. You went 7-4-1.
How about
that?
Pretty good.
Gone.
Didn't you go crazy the first round, though?
Yeah. He got one wrong. Yeah.
The first round, you went nuts.
Yeah.
5-1?
That sounds right. Six games,
I think.
What was my lone wolf?
Yeah.
Go ahead and say that one.
It's probably really good to win.
2-0-1.
Mm. Okay.
Because you had that low.
Sure.
You lone wolf that. Got to throw that in there.
It's all good.
What was the one? You don't have to remember it.
No,
okay.
You're okay.
That's doing a lot.
It's right there.
The Eagles.
Philly
Eagles Lions.
No.
Or not, you got
Philly, Eagles, Rams. Philly Rams.
Go Rams.
Because the spread was 6. The Rams lost by 6, so they obviously covered within that. And Eagles won by 6. So it was just.
Yeah, I had to ask him to make sure I was doing it right.
And you did.
I was like, wait a second. Yeah, here we go.
And last or a couple weeks ago, we thought we couldn't get a better call from Tony Romo than the. How about this impression of Taylor Swift by him?
Taylor says, "We're up 7."
Taylor Swift, "We're up 7."
That's Taylor. "We're up 7."
Taylor says, "We're up 7."
He's on real, bro.
Just randomly, just
gotta take the Coronas out of there.
Bro, yeah, he's off the Coronas crazy. And if Snoop's around with him too with the Coronas?
No way.
Trouble.
Something in those Ronas.
Hopefully John Gruden ain't around too.
Oh, no.
On whatever he's on.
Do you guys follow him on anything, John Gruden?
You think I follow John Gruden?
He's been coming up on my YouTube channel going through the games. I watched the one. It was pretty good.
He said he's almost started crying about Andrew Luck.
I do too.
Because they do those watch-along games. I think someone asked him about his thoughts on Andrew Luck and shit. Just so random. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
He's like, he said, God created Andrew Luck, man. He's the most perfect quarterback I've ever seen, man.
Yeah.
This guy was just a unicorn. You thought Josh Allen was an alien. This guy was a unicorn, man. He said he couldn't do any wrong.
Couldn't.
He almost started tearing up. I'm like, damn, bro, I felt that shit.
Josh Allen better than him, though. Yeah. Josh Allen better than him.
I don't even know how this is an argument. He was getting there.
I know. This one breaks my heart.
There's nothing more than you want on a quarterback than Josh Allen, I don't think.
No.
QB1.
I agree.
He's like Cam Newton 2.0.
I just need him to be a little more chill during the big games. That's all.
I don't know. You just never know. How does that add up?
Josh Allen is like a mix. He's like a mix of them put together.
Put together, he said.
What about Big Ben?
He's part of him too.
All in 3-1.
He's like, if you go on like those Instagram posts where they like make a bionic thing with all the different jerseys and they like point arm, brain, like feet, like all that stuff, sized, height. That's him. They just pick all the best pieces and put them all together. And then he goes and makes it to no Super Bowls with the best stats by any quarterback I've ever.
I feel like
most playoff wins without a Super Bowl appearance.
Yeah, that's.
I was surprised by that. I felt like that would be.
He's got a lot of accolades, and like not even just like hardware, just like stats like that.
Yeah.
Sad ones.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sad pictures too.
He's going to get his, man. He's going to get one.
I don't know, man. So. I don't know.
So the MVP odds flipped again. Josh is a favorite.
From what?
From literally what? The voting closed, I thought.
I think it's more so now. Remember what I was telling you guys originally? People are hedging their bets. Trying to make more. I think that's happening again.
Gotcha.
I honestly don't know who's going to win it.
Who's going to win Offensive Rookie of the Year? Bo Nix or Jaden Daniels?
Jaden Daniels. Easy.
Are you sure? Because he was looking ass at the end of the year.
Don't matter.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, he should, yeah. But I feel like Offensive Rookie of the Year should include the playoffs.
Oh, next week we can do our...
MVP maybe don't include the playoffs, but Offensive Rookie of the Year I feel like should include the playoffs.
Especially if you make it as a rookie.
Next week we can do our final awards.
Yeah, let's do it.
Just give it all to the Chiefs, man. I don't care.
We're done.
Coach of the Year, Rookie of the Year,
get the word of the year. You already giving your pick out for the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
I know what side I'm leaning. I think I made it obvious today, but.
Oh, no. I know what side I'm leaning.
Yeah, me too.
Side. Fuck them. Yeah. I thought that a couple years ago, bro. I'm not.
Can't keep happening.
That's what he's saying.
It can't keep happening.
This is something that no one has ever. Tom Brady hasn't done it. Mahomes and Reed are going to have more wins than Brady and Belichick so pretty soon.
Nobody ever beat Shayshon Barkley in the Super Bowl, neither.
Let's keep this for next week, yeah.
That's a good point.
Let's keep it for next week.
Huh? Talk about Shayshon.
Shayshon Barkley.
Real MVP.
I swear, Shayshon Barkley is the best. Right? We survived the Giants, and now the Eagles got Shayshon Barkley. Lord have mercy, man. All to the Eagles, man. Yeah. All to the Birds. All the
Eagles. Okay. Maybe he meant that Shayshon survived the Giants.
I got to hear it again.
I swear, Shayshon Barkley is the best. Right? We survived the Giants, and now the Eagles got Shayshon.
Maybe he's him and Saquon together. Maybe like he's a Shayshon fan, and he's like, we got out of there. Even though I'm a Redskins.
Whoa! You said what?
He's a Commander. He had the jersey on.
The logo wasn't there. The logo wasn't there.
Boo this man.
He did it.
He did a little slip up there. This is a little slip up.
I knew someone was going to do it. It wasn't going to be me. Should that be clipped or not? Are you afraid of that?
No, I think that should not be clipped, probably.
He clipped that.
Oh, shit. All right. I mean, that's pretty much all I got for them. Any final thoughts of these championship games and before we add the Bills and the Commanders to the list of teams we're not going to talk about unless some breaking news happens?
Yeah, fuck them. Let's go. Next topic.
No. I got a question for you.
Here we go. I don't like it.
No, it's a good question.
I'm going to have a hard time.
I can tell by your tone.
It's not even pessimistic.
I'm going to have a hard time.
I can tell by your tone.
Putting these chapters together later tonight.
Oh, yeah. He comes up with a random question after we talk about everything.
Whole section. Whole section just Shayshon Barkley.
Shayshon.
Can you save it? Can you remember what it is?
Yeah, I know what the question is.
Okay. Can we save that till the end? I only got one more thing.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead. It's not a crazy question.
Coaches?
Just Aaron Glenn. Because we talked about Ben Johnson before. A couple days after that.
Jets dude?
Yeah.
Aaron Glenn, former defensive coordinator of the Detroit Lions. Shout out Coach Shepard for getting promoted to defensive coordinator for the Lions.
Who the fuck is that guy?
Their new coordinator. He just said it. New defensive coordinator.
Why are we shouting out Sterling Shepard over Aaron Glenn right now? wait. Did we ever clap it up for Aaron Glenn?
We just didn't
get to. Hold up.
Well, no. What do you mean?
I'm setting it up.
Okay.
Posting. Setting it up.
Okay. Sterling Shepard. Great job.
It's not Sterling.
PPR a couple years ago.
New York Giants or New? Now you got me off. I was out of.
Hey, redo. Let's go. Like it never happened.
Former defensive coordinator Aaron Glenn was just hired as the new head coach of the New York Jets. Former team he played for. Shout out. Give it up.
Yeah.
shit's about to get different around New York. He's already handling the media better than Robert Saleh has. This is one of the questions he was asked after his opening presser.
Rodgers be your quarterback?
You're going to continue to ask me the same question and get the same answer. We're still in evaluation mode. So for anybody else going to ask that, I'm going to give you the same answer. So don't waste your time. Be clear.
Well, let's answer that. What do you look for in a quarterback? Like, what's an Aaron Glenn quarterback?
A winner. A winner. Mental and physical toughness. When you talk about that, you're not going to get me.
Well, let me ask you this. You know, Parcells, you know, I know you guys are close. He always
said, Parcells. Okay. I'm Aaron Glenn.
Okay, so you don't.
That's Parcells. I'm Aaron Glenn. Okay.
So I know we couldn't really hear it on our end.
No, I heard a good chunk.
I liked everything up until then.
Why is that?
The reporter just asking about, yeah, you know Bill Parcells. You don't got to be. Don't worry about that. I ain't Bill Parcells.
You see his press conference before, though?
No.
Okay.
You keep talking like that, but when you're 3-14, you ain't going to be talking like that no more.
He's
going to be saying, hey, Rob, let me go get my job back in Detroit, just like you did.
No, he's going to be a good coach.
Was he?
People were saying it reminded them of like the attitude Rex Ryan had when he came in there. That was the last time they were good, Donnie. Don't give me that look. That was the last time they were good.
Not wrong.
There he is. Shout out, Rex. Everyone, keep your shoes on.
Better.
He had the teeth back then, too.
Not really.
I thought
he's got good teeth right there.
Yeah. He's got teeth that make you think, why did he get those little mints in his mouth?
What?
Don't say what. Like, you don't know what Rex Ryan's teeth got going on.
His veneers, dude.
They look crazy.
He got good teeth.
Yeah, he looks like Pop Smoke.
Yeah, because they're fake. Anyways.
He looks like Pop Smoke.
All right. I don't know what he means by that, but.
They got the crazy teeth. He said, let me get the fakest ones you got. I was talking to a.
Okay. Now I'm nervous.
I gave you a couple seconds. I didn't know what was coming next. Can I at least just say Jaguars introduced new head coach Liam Cohen, who originally.
Wait, we're just off the Jets?
Yeah, that's
what else you want from the Jets?
I got something to say.
Say it, though.
I don't know which direction you're going for.
That's I'm talking about the Jets. I'm still talking about the Jets. So you think that was a good hire?
Yeah.
For now, yes.
I think it was a good hire, too. I was talking to my longtime Jets fan uncle.
Okay.
This weekend at a birthday party. He's alive.
Okay.
Moment of silence, though, for his fandom.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Why would I question if he's alive?
Yeah, I was just talking to him. But, yeah, he's been a Jets fan for as long as I've known him. And then he said, this is it. I'm starting this week. I'm a Bills fan.
What?
Let's go. And then we lost. And I was like,
he fucked it up.
Yeah,
it was his fault.
But he didn't like the hire, apparently. I asked him if he wanted Rex Ryan instead. He said no to that, too. I was like, well, what do you want, man? I don't know.
Is this the same uncle?
Different uncle.
Roll Tide? Yeah.
He also was a Jets fan, though, and he also jumped ship.
It's not good.
A lot of jumping ships over there.
Yep. Is he jumping ship on the Crimson Tide next?
Nah, never. I don't
Big Ten's going to keep winning?
Nah, based on his movie room, I don't think. I think it's Roll Tide forever.
Yeah, you could always sell stuff. I don't know.
You could.
Liam Cohen, though, this is an interesting story. Because originally,
Liam Cohen.
Originally, when
Jags dude.
Yep.
Yeah. So Trent Baalke was still the GM of the Jaguars. They brought Liam Cohen in for an interview. He's Tampa Bay Buccaneers offensive coordinator.
Yep.
He said, "No, I'm gonna pass. This place is shite. Not coming here. Going to stick with Tampa."
Good.
Got offered the highest paid contract as an offensive coordinator. I don't know if it's history, but probably would have been the highest paid coordinator in the league in Tampa. The Jags were like, well, we keep bringing all these head coaches in for interviews. Can't hire nobody. I think it's because of you, Trent Baalke. Shaq Khan says, get out. You're done. Shaq Khan reaches back out to Liam Cohen. He's like, are you sure you want to take that Tampa deal? Baalke's out. Bogey's out. Fuck it, I'm coming back. Drops the Tampa Bay Buccaneers offer. Takes the job to be the Jacksonville Jaguars head coach in a matter of like 12, 24 hours.
Good move by him.
In his introductory press conference,
Duval. It was like a question almost.
People are on his ass right now. Saying he's a doofus.
Can't wait for them to have another top three pick.
Bro, he got Baker Mayfield to look like he's good at quarterback. I'm all in on this coach. And now give him Trevor Lawrence instead of Baker?
So did Dave Canellis. What are we talking about?
You would rather have Trevor Lawrence than Baker?
Yes.
No.
I think I want Baker.
The floor is in the basement.
For T-Law.
But the ceiling is a couple floors higher than Baker Mayfield's ceilings. No. He's got the standard 8-foot ceilings, and Trevor Lawrence has like 14-foot ceilings, like the ones that they got in like Texas when they show you the apartments on Instagram as ads that say you can rent this place for $1,200 a month, and it's like something sick. That's Trevor Lawrence's ceiling.
How many playoff wins?
That was a lot right there.
I got that out of what's his name, my guy. Those are like a Colin Coward little verse right there. Yeah.
I don't even know what you're saying.
It's just an analogy.
Yeah.
I'm relating
right over my head.
Baker Mayfield and Trevor Lawrence to structural builds of houses.
Someone on Fanatics Live today had a good like a little one liner. Okay. They said, I know it has nothing to do with this, but they said,
Now you want to say something that has nothing to do with it.
Yeah, now he's now you're the one.
Yeah.
He said Oscar DeGrouch is gonna be jealous how trash you are or something.
Who's gonna be trash?
Oscar DeGrouch, because he lives in a trash can.
Who did he say? Sesame that to? Street.
Oh, he gonna be jealous how trash the Jags are?
Yeah.
Bro, the Jags ain't even that bad. And I hate them.
No top three pick next year.
Too early to tell. I mean,
no, it's not.
Hold on, we
yes, it is.
We did the same thing. The media did the same thing with Dan Campbell. Look how it's working out for him, one of the best coaches of the league. League did the same thing with Sirianni when he was acting like a big dumb dipshit.
He does that still.
He still does it. Second Super Bowl, 4 years. I mean, I'm not saying Liam Cohen is going to work out for him, but I think we should just pump the brakes and just be like, let's see how it plays out.
I like it. Offense is higher. He made Baker Mayfield look like a top 10 quarterback in the league, which he's not.
Keep going.
He coached over with McVay.
I don't know his tree like that.
He was in the Rams tree. And you know that.
Okay, 2 for 3, Doug Peterson.
What about Doug Peterson? What are you talking about?
What was the first thing you said?
Offensive coach.
He's an offensive guy. Next thing?
He made Baker Mayfield look like a god.
Carson Wentz was almost MVP.
Okay.
Then they won the Super Bowl.
You're making
with a different quarterback.
You're making some good points.
So what are we talking about?
I'm out again.
Thank you. Guess who the Jaguars just fired?
The GM, apparently.
Doug Peterson. Okay. Oh, let's
him too.
top three pick. Here we
they
go.
Got a new GM or not?
Probably not yet.
Or are they just going without one?
I don't think they got one yet.
Yep.
He gonna be like on as a Jerry Jones.
Duval.
You save money if you don't hire a GM.
Duval. I mean, is he gonna give it to Tony Khan? We see how he's running AEW. I know it's a whole different industry, but
I hope the Jags crash and burn and go to so far down they pop up in the AFL next year. Go start a league over AFL. In London. Go start a league over across UFL. The pond. Go play over there and with the crumpets. Get out of here, bro.
Y'all ready for the UFL right around the corner?
Roughnecks till the day I die.
Let's make the Super Bowl, yeah?
Huh?
What are we talking about
here? No, let's make it to the Super Bowl, and then we can go on to that.
I'm just letting you guys know, UFL. I mean, if you forgot your teams, you better figure it out.
Well, Renegades,
bro, you can never forget the Roughnecks.
No, fuck you, actually, because you jumped ship.
He did.
No, fuck you.
Guess who
Because you jumped his ship?
Guess who the Battle Hawks have right now?
He didn't
now.
Make you walk the plank. Johnny Manziel?
Guess who they don't have?
Tua's brother?
Can I finish my question first?
Could I just keep ripping random quarterbacks?
Go ahead. You're not going to get him.
Donovan McNabb?
That'd be sick. That would be sick.
Honestly, I might have to jump back on board. I got Donovan McNabb.
Mike Vick.
Actually,
Mike Vick is the head coach.
Hey. You can Jackie both. Moon, baby.
All right, who is it?
Max fucking Duggan.
Yeah, right.
So TCU Horny Frogs legend.
Congratulations.
Okay.
UFL's in trouble.
No, they ain't.
Yeah, they are probably. I can see them going out. The whole UFL. I can see them being in trouble. Good.
I was about to say, a lot of people got jobs.
What do you mean a lot of people got jobs?
Into the NFL.
You got to actually, they sell tickets? I feel like that's the only way you make money.
You know Jake Bates, Lions kicker?
Boom, UFL. Yeah.
UFL kicker.
He's a good kicker.
Yeah. He is.
Better than Tyler Bass.
Tyler Bass saved his job.
He did.
All right, this is the closing of the show.
No, I didn't even get my question off.
Okay, go ahead.
What's your question?
This is the start of the closing of the show.
What? So the Bills lost to the Chiefs.
Yep.
Is there anything they could even do to take a step forward next year?
The Bills?
Yeah.
I think if you got to look at somewhere to upgrade.
Everywhere.
Okay, like realistically.
Come on.
We don't have the Eagles GM, bro.
Add depth to the secondary because that's where the downfall of the game was.
Facts.
Easily.
Get another weapon because I don't know if Amari Cooper's coming back.
No, yet.
You need a homegrown bona fide stud. So maybe, I don't know, this draft, it's too early to tell right now. I've been working some mocks and starting to look into all this stuff.
Sneaky receivers. Nothing crazy, though.
Last year was the wide receiver year.
Yeah.
I'm thinking later rounds, Jimmy Horn Jr., Colorado, and Torrey Horton, Colorado State. That's just some names. Or, I mean, we'll see who's available for free agents. They're going to have some money spent. Probably last year, they're going to have some money spent until they figure out Vaughn's situation the following season. A bunch of other guys, too. It's not just Vaughn. A lot of contracts are going to be up.
That was awesome.
So, yeah. Just so we'll see. It's a good question.
We could ship Von Miller out in first round, get Myles Garrett. Here we go.
Which their Browns owner, or GM, whatever, said he's not trading Myles Garrett, but we've seen GMs lie plenty of times.
I don't know. I feel like he could be a guy that they will not trade. That's like Max Crosby.
You know how
if
much
we trade him, we got nothing.
My inside source said, and I can repeat this because I'm not giving up the name.
Okay.
Said a couple days after the Bills traded for Amari Cooper, they reached out to the Browns again about Myles Garrett. The asking price for Myles Garrett, or let me go back a little bit. The Bills offered a first round and multiple seconds for Myles Garrett. And Myles Garrett has the same contract situation as Mark Cooper, so they would have paid him dog shit for this season.
Fire.
Just for the rest of the season.
Oh.
The Browns said, no, we want multiple firsts. Bills were out.
And now look, they're out again. Look at the Rams, bro. Sometimes the price is worth it. Myles Garrett could have made a big difference in yesterday's game.
Could have made a huge difference.
Could have made no difference as well.
So I would say,
but probably would have.
I would say that the Browns have an asking price or have an idea. It's probably going to go down a little bit. As we know, it's another year he's older.
Yeah, I don't know how old he is.
He's not that old.
28,
somewhere around there.
I feel like that's getting up there.
You DMs. Might know. He was 16 or 17. It was a year or two before Allen, so there. It might have been 16.
6 hours ago, Browns GM Andrew Berry says he won't trade Myles Garrett, not even for two firsts.
Okay, so.
Three firsts. I would do it.
That's true.
My thought is like.
Three firsts, bro.
Get better at drafting deep in the draft, man.
I think what they're trying to do is like set that out.
Three firsts, you could get Dalton Kincaid, Kyir Elam. Sorry, go ahead.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
I'm just saying like I think it's a smokescreen. Like they're trying to get more out of like more offers because teams are still going to reach out. They're not going to give a shit what he fucking says.
Yeah.
He's probably going to get traded. He don't want to be there for a rebuild, and guess what? The Browns are probably going to be in a rebuild here. So they think they're one quarterback away. It could be the case. I don't know.
They could be just nice.
They're probably going to end up. Let's save this talk for the offseason. It's coming up. Yeah. We're going to have plenty of time to talk about this.
Yeah, we don't have to talk about the Browns right now.
There's no reason. There's no reason. Why? It's 1 week out from the Super Bowl. We just got done recapping the conference championship games. We're sitting here talking about the fucking Cleveland Browns.
The future of the Browns.
We're trying to not talk about the Super Bowl. That's why. Should I say that for next week?
And for the people out there saying they're boycotting, I know, Matt, you say you're boycotting. He's about to tap in.
Yeah, he's not going to boycott. You're going to boycott for like the next 5 days. I didn't watch any of the last
Chiefs-Eagles game. You may not watch it, but you're going to see what's going on.
Well, you have to see what's going on. It's impossible not to, but unless you just go block Chiefs and Eagles.
Okay, if your name is not Matt Johnson and you're boycotting the game, you're bullshitting.
Okay. Everyone else,
you're bullshit. Everyone, you're bullshit.
Well, it's called the Super Bowl, so you'll be there. You'll watch.
You want to be here next week?
Super Bowl?
You want to come here next week? We'll talk about it.
Yeah. Just yeah. On live and put them on the spot.
Yeah, my bad.
Hey, what'd you say?
Yo, can you repeat the last four of your social real quick?
All right, that's it.
All right, y'all. Make sure y'all tune in for the Super Show next week.
Super.
Save the day with everything Tank Talk. Follow us on socials at TankTalk_pod. Head to our website, TankTalkPodcast.com. Stay up to date with everything we got going on. We're going to have some potential big guests on next week. I'm working on it. We're working on it. So keep an eye out for that. Might have boots on the ground in New Orleans two different times.
What do you mean?
I'm reaching out to. So leave that up to you. Obviously, we're going to have, it's no secret, we have a resident Eagles fan here. Logan is probably either going to be in here or he's going to show up some way, shape, or form. We're going to hear from him.
He might come from this guy.
So figured this week, couldn't really get him on because it was going to be all Eagles.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? There's nothing against him. I want him. The spotlight is going to be on him next week.
Yeah.
You could have it then. Today, we had to compress everything down, talk about the games that happened, and maybe it's the future of some of the teams, Commanders, Bills, and all that jazz. So,
Bears.
Any last words here, fellas, before we take off?
Duval. I'm not Bill Parcells.
Let's go.
We'll see y'all next week. See you.